An outraged governor of the state of Indiana takes to the national airwaves on ABC's This Week to protest what he sees as an attempt to squelch religious freedom in his state.
Here Indiana steps forward to protect the constitutional rights and privileges of freedom of religion for people of faith and families of faith in our state. And this avalanche of intolerance that's been poured on our state is just outrageous.
What Republican Governor Mike Pence thinks is outrageous is the criticism he is receiving over a law signed Thursday that allows businesses to refuse service to people who are planning to get married as a same-sex couple. That a Christian belief that homosexuality constitutes a religious offense should be a license to refuse to serve gays. The governor says the law isn't going anywhere, but he's willing to modify it.
If the General Assembly in Indiana sends me a bill that adds a section that reiterates and amplifies and clarifies what the law really is and what it has been for the last 20 years, then I'm open to that.
While the debate right now is over same-sex marriage, there is theoretically nothing in the law that would prevent businesses from refusing services on virtually any issue of faith. And Indiana's law has now started a debate over what is fast becoming a national issue. Joining me now from Indianapolis is Brandon Smith, Statehouse reporter for Indiana Public Broadcasting. Welcome, Brandon.
Thanks for having me.
What is the constituency for this law in Indiana right now? Do you know?
Well, a lot of pro-family conservative groups were the ones really pushing for this law. You also had legal scholars who were supporting it, but really it's the conservative pro-family groups who were really pushing for passage of this.
And it's their belief that there is somehow a religious violation, a religious offense in serving people who are gay in places like, you know, florists and other sort of commercial establishments?
Yeah, that's the thing that's been sort of talked about the most, the idea that Christian bakers and wedding planners and photographers wouldn't be forced to participate in a gay marriage ceremony. But that does boil it down to just one issue when it is technically about a lot more than that. In the 30 other states where the standard exists and under federal law, it's been applied to any faith, and it can be applied to any faith. I believe the whole issue that began the RFRA issue way back in the early 90s at the federal level was actually over a Native American religious ceremony.
A peyote ceremony, I believe, right?
Exactly, yeah, exactly.
So is the governor concerned that there would be wider boycotts of businesses in Indiana if the national sort of backlash were to proceed on this law?
I think the fact that he spoke with the local Indianapolis paper in an exclusive interview Saturday night, the fact that he went on national TV Sunday morning to kind of try and calm fears that a lot of people have around this bill suggests to me that, yeah, he is concerned about the national backlash here and its economic impact, really, on the state of Indiana.
And what is the backlash within the state? What are the constituents who are concerned about what kind of an open season this would present for people who are gay and are attempting to get married?
Well, pro-LGBT groups have been protesting this law since it was really introduced in the General Assembly early this year. They continue to do so. You have a lot of businesses now displaying signs or stickers, you know, we serve everyone, we don't discriminate, that sort of thing. But I think that the larger concern within the state is about what we're seeing outside the state, which is so many groups within and without Indiana saying, well, we're not going to do business in Indiana. Or here in the capital city of Indianapolis, there's been a lot of concerns about canceled conventions in the future, that groups that have historically come here, groups scheduled to come here, will pull out, which is a huge, huge source of revenue for the city.
Is this going to be a focus for the NCAA as suddenly all eyes will be on the state of Indiana in the next week or so?
Yeah, the timing for Governor Pence and the state isn't a good thing necessarily. Obviously, the NCAA isn't going to do anything in terms of pulling out of Indiana in the short term because logistically that would just be impossible. But the NCAA's headquarters is also here in Indianapolis. So there's a larger issue of the NCAA taking a hard look at this law, as they said they are doing, and evaluating what to do really going forward, because the way it will impact the Final Four is you have all this attention heaped on it surrounding that event.
Exactly.
And my guess is we'd probably see protests too. The explosion of this has been really something to see.
Brandon Smith, Statehouse reporter for Indiana Public Broadcasting. Thanks so much, Brandon.
Thank you for having me on.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science. Neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.